going to say very soon after joining, after being baptized, John was soon invited to be a deacon, and within a very short time, not just
despite
a deacon,
not total immersion,
by total immersion, and then not only a deacon, but soon became secretary, a post which he had for the next 30, just over 30 years until we moved to Arran.
Mm-hmm.
In the early days, I brought Alison, first of all, in a buggy to the women's auxiliary. And then I remember it was just after Kenneth was just an infant when I was invited to join a group who were praying about starting a work in the Castle Milk. At this time, the minister was Ronald Armstrong, and it was Rita who invited us, and some of us started praying to have a women's guild in Castle Milk, which started the following year. John, as secretary, served under four different ministers and hadn't long become secretary when Ronald Armstrong intimated that he had received a call and was moving to a charge, I think it was in Reading. So almost immediately John was faced with a vacancy, which for a church secretary is quite a busy time.
Would you say that was a challenging moment? Yeah.
It certainly was challenging. John had to get somebody to fill the pulpit each Sunday with the help, of course, of the deacons and whatnot in the church.
You talked about Castle Milk then, and the sort of setting up of that and the prayer and things around it. So would you think that was a time where you saw hope and time of God at work and where prayer and worship that affected you?
We certainly saw God at work in Castle Milk. We began in the school there with a large congregation. Some of them Catholic had been told not to come by the priest, but we had a big number. Over the years, we saw several women coming to the Lord and going to fellowship in the church here in Castle Milk. Mm-hmm. Some of them, I'm sure, are still going on.
Yep.
Although the Women's Guild eventually petered out.
Mm-hmm. There still is involvement in Castle Milk
Church
now.
There's a lot of involvement
in
the church, that's right, but I don't think there's a Women's Guild anymore.
Yeah.
We all baked and for each of the meetings, and I can remember my family coming home from school and seeing all the baking. Is it for Castle Milk?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure they got share as well.
Yeah.